当你的时间没有到的时候，
when the timing is not right，
神对你说你不需要知道。
God will tell you you need not know。
我怎么明白这个事情呢？
Then you say how would I know this？
你七岁的孩子，
if you are 7 years old，
对你做妈妈的说，
a 7 years old child said to the mother，
爸爸跟你睡觉是什么一回事？
What does it mean when my father sleeps with you？
后来我怎么样从你身上生出来？你讲给我听。
Tell me how。
我很想知道。
I want to know。
你会说好了，我讲给你听，乖乖啊，到房间来。
You will say come come to the room。
然后你把图画、把照片、把这个电影都播给他看。
Maybe you show him the picture, the movies, everything.
我想你会对他说，你大一点我才告诉你。
I think perhaps you will say to the child, when you're a bit older, I will explain to you.
你的时间还没有到。
Because the time is not right yet.
但是如果一个人已经28岁了。
But if a person is already 28,
下个礼拜就结婚了。
And getting married next week.
问爸爸妈妈说，我到底要怎么样跟我的太太在一起呢？
And then he asked the father and mother, how would I be with my wife?
你说你真的到现在什么都不懂吗？
You will ask him, is it true that you don't know anything?
你从来不懂这个事情吗？
You never found out?
你说妈妈，你从小叫我乖乖，我乖到现在谁什么都不懂吗？
You say, mother, you say I should be a good boy, so I never found out.
那你会不会对他说？
Would you say to the child?
28岁不可以懂。
You are 28, you should not know.
我告诉你，连82岁都不可以懂。
I tell you, even 82 shouldn't know.
那你就神经病了，妈妈。
If that's the case, you must be crazy.
所以当他时间到，他可以懂。
When the time is right, he should know.
今天社会上性道德的败坏，就是因为时间没到就乱懂。
The sexual immorality we see today is because the timing is wrong.
第二样。
Second.
他说我要懂了。
He said, I want to know.
我要结婚了。
Because I'm getting married.
那你问他说，你从哪里懂？
Then you ask him, where do you get this knowledge from?
我从那街头买的那些 DVD 懂的。
He said, well, I got it from all the DVD I buy on the road.
那些这个偷偷卖盗版的那些坏东西的地方拿到这些知识。
I got it from pornography.
啊，这两件就是错了。
Both are wrong. Firstly,
你的次序乱了。
Your order and timing was wrong.
第二
，Secondly,
你的权威乱了。
The authority is wrong.
所以我告诉你，圣经所记载的是太伟大了。
All things that are recorded in the Bible is great indeed.
这道人类世界末日一定会发生的所有错误的事情，在第三章人犯罪的第一次，神已经讲清楚了。
God already revealed to us in Genesis 3 all the wrongs that mankind will have till the end of the world.
你应当在神的生命之后谈道德的问题。
You should talk about morality after you have the life of God.
你应当在神的权威之下明白一切的知识。
You ought to understand all knowledge under the authority of God.
你的知识是从智慧的源头来的。
Then your knowledge will come from the source of wisdom.
你的知识在生命过程中间所明白的。
Your knowledge will come because you have the process of life.
那就变成最大的力量。
It will become the greatest force indeed.
The true knowledge is the greatest power.
真正的智慧是很大的力量。
真正的知识。
The true knowledge.
真正的知识是最大的力量。
True knowledge has great power indeed.
但是我告诉你。
But I tell you this.
错误的知识是最大的毁坏力。
The wrong knowledge has the greatest destructive power.
小的知识是最大的危险。
The small knowledge is great danger.
我们一定要从这些话里面领受上帝的智慧。
From all these words, we want to receive the wisdom of God.
上帝不是要人不懂。
It is not that God wants us to be ignorant.
上帝不是愚民政策。
It is not that God wants to rule us as ignorant people.
上帝不是要人没有知识。
It is not that God wants us to have no knowledge.
上帝打开整个穹苍、整个被造的世界，然后给你理性去寻找、去发挥、去认知上帝创造的奥秘。跟上帝在科学里面隐藏的智慧。
God has given you the reason that you may discover all the mystery that He has placed in the created world.
这自然界的知识，神要你知道。
God wants you to know the knowledge of nature.
否则的话，上帝把你造成像一只狗一样，你活到老，活到死，什么科学都不懂。
And if not, God will have created you to be like a dog, which will know nothing till its death.
上帝为什么把理性放在我们里面？
Why did God give us the functions of reason?
要我们借助理性去发现神在宇宙中间伟大的创造隐藏的知识跟奥秘。
That through the reason He has given to us, we may discover all the wisdom and knowledge that He has for us in nature.
理性所发现的自然知识够不够呢？
But is it enough for the reason to find natural knowledge?
不够,
not enough.
上帝又把灵性放在里面,
God also give us spirituality.
使你成为一个可以明白上帝启示跟圣灵光照真理智慧的人,
that we become human beings that can understand the truth of God through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
所以除了理性所带来的自然知识,
other than natural knowledge that we get with our reason,
圣灵启示的属灵的生命,
the spiritual life that comes from the inspiration of the Holy Spirit,
这个生命里面,
within this life,
我们认识神永恒的旨意,
we are able to understand the eternal will of God.
灵性跟道德的责任,
we can understand spiritual and moral responsibility.
我们就可以明白上帝的心意了,
and then we can understand the will of God.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
创世纪第三章,
Genesis chapter 3,
把这伟大的真理告诉我们,
tells us all this important truth.
上帝造人的时候,
that when God created man,
就把人造在一个 过程的中间,
he created us in within a process,
使你可以进到一个更完全的地步,
that through the process we can enter into greater perfection.
上帝把自由给了人,
and God also gave us freedom,
又把对自由限制的命令也吃下来,
at the same time a command to constrain this freedom,
加上给人一个受试探的环境,
and an environment where we will be tempted,
又安排一个试探人的撒旦,
and allow Satan that will tempt us.
这些都是最伟大的安排,
all these are great plans of God.
这些都是最永恒的必须,
an eternal necessity of God.
你说我怎么明白最后这句话呢?
How do we understand the last portion of this statement?
为什么这是个必须呢?
Why is this a necessity?
为什么这个是历史上几千年有人的地方都不可避免的事情?
Why is this something that no human being can avoid for thousands of years?
圣经有讲这句话吗?
Did the Bible say this?
后来圣经借着基督到地上做人告诉我们这个答案,
but the Bible tells us the answer through Jesus Christ.
你说基督什么时候给我们这个答案呢?
When did we have this answer?
因为基督做人的时候,
when Jesus came in the flesh,
进到人的世界里面,
he entered into our world,
他经历了人的生命,
he experienced our life,
他受了人性的约束,
he was constrained by humanity,
道 成了肉身,
the word became flesh,
那他进到这个世界的时候,
and he entered into the physical world,
没有享受特权,
he did not have special privileges,
照样在罪恶的环境中间,
in the same manner he lived in the environment of sin,
照样接受上帝的命令,
he received the commands of God,
照样接受魔鬼的试探,
and the temptation of Satan,
像我们一样受试探受试炼,
like us he was tempted in every way.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为这是一个绝 对的必须,
because this is an absolute necessity.
上帝的儿子也不例外,
even the Son of God is no exception.
希伯来书告诉我们,
Hebrews says,
他虽然为儿子,
although he is the Son of God,
造就经历苦难,
in the same manner he went through all suffering,
修习顺从,
to learn obedience,
以尽到完全,
so as to enter into perfection.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
他照样受苦,
in the same manner he suffered,
照样修习顺从,
he learned obedience,
照样尽到完全的地步,
and enter into perfection.
没有一个人有特权,
so none of us should have special privileges. None of us could avoid this.
这个绝对必须的一个步骤,
this is a process that's absolutely necessary.
这样接着上个礼拜跟这个礼拜,
based on what we preached on last week and this week,
我就很清楚交代了,
I have clearly spoken to you,
为什么要有一个分别善恶树上的果子,
on why the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was necessary,
为什么要有蛇对人的试探,
why the serpent was necessary,
从上帝的自我限制,
from the self-constraining God,
到自由反合性中间需要限制,
to the paradoxical need for constraining freedom,
到基督自己到世界上来受限制,
to the example of Jesus Christ constraining himself on earth,
在程序的中间,
within the process,
他在那受试探受试炼,
how Jesus Christ was tempted and went to trials,
以至于达到完全,
until he entered into perfection,
成为你我的榜样,
becoming an example for you and I.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
上帝这样安排,
the Lord has arranged in this way, the way he has guided us,
展开了被造世界人性历史的一个序幕,
he demonstrated how human history will unfold,
人就这样进到历史中间,
and this is how we entered into history.
每一个在历史中间被生出来的人都需要受这一个次序 这个程序的这个磨练。
And every single human being born in history must go through this process of trial.
当你明白这些真理的时候
，When you are able to understand this truth，
你就不必怨天尤人了。
You will not complain or grumble.
你不会自暴自弃了。
And you will not simply give up your life.
你胸有成竹
，with confidence，
把握的面对生命每一个步骤会发生的事情。
You will face all the things that will come in the process of your life.
我在上帝面前
Before God,
是被赋予自由的人
I am a person that he has given freedom.
我不是机器人
I am not a robot.
我有可能犯罪
I can sin.
我有自由功能
I have freedom.
因为我是按照上帝的形象样式造的
Because I have been made in his image and likeness.
上帝把自由给我
And God has given me this freedom.
不是故意陷我于罪
Not that I may sin.
因为上帝自己是有绝对自由，却因为他限制自己的自由，在他自己的本性里面。
God is absolutely free, but he constrained his freedom under his own nature.
所以他永远是我的上帝。
So forever and ever he is my God.
只有他有资格成为我的上帝。
Only he is worthy to be my God.
他是我的榜样。
He is my example.
我不能因为他是上帝，他免去受试探的可能，所以呢，他高高在上玩弄我，把我当作他手中一个戏剧里面一个小丑，不是的。
Just because he is God, it doesn't mean that he does not have to be tried and I am played like a puppet.
因为神从永恒到永恒中间
，from eternity to eternity，
乐意限制自己
，God is willing to constrain himself。
永远是我的上帝。
So forevermore, he is my God。
他有资格命令我。
He is worthy to command me.
他也有资格追讨我。
And he is worthy to hold me accountable.
他有资格检查我。
He is worthy to search me.
他也有资格审判我。
And he is worthy to judge me.
是我限制了上帝。
The God that has restrained himself.
把我造在一个必须受试探、受试炼的人性里面。
Has made me a human being that must go through trial.
是我限制了上帝。
The God who has constrained himself.
差遣耶稣基督自我限制的肉身的里面。
Sent his son Jesus Christ who is constrained within his physical body.
基督照样必须受试探。
Jesus Christ himself was tempted.
基督受的试探比亚当受的试探更艰难。
Jesus Christ was tempted much more than Adam.
亚当受试探的时候是在乐园里面。
Adam was tempted in paradise.
美好的环境。
A good environment.
上帝的话预先警告了他。
And the word of God already gave him warning.
耶稣受试探的时候
But when Jesus was tempted,
孤孤单单一个人
he was lonely all by himself.
耶稣受试探的时候
when Jesus was tempted,
是在完全空旷的旷野中间受试探
he was in an empty wilderness.
亚当受试探以前
but before Adam was tempted,
可以不必吃东西而活着
he could live without food.
耶稣基督受试探的时候
But when Jesus was tempted,
是故意经过四十天饥饿没有吃东西才受试探。
He fasted for 40 days and was hungry.
亚当受试探的时候
，When Adam was tempted,
四周是美丽的环境。
The environment was beautiful.
耶稣受试探的时候
，When Jesus was tempted,
是在人类犯罪几千年以后最可怕的环境社会中间受试探。
He was tempted in the most horrifying environment after man has sinned for thousands of years.
借助这件事告诉我们
，Through this incident, God is telling us,
你是人
，That you are human being.
你是按照上帝的形象被造的
，Made in God's image and likeness.
你是被赋予自由的
，You have been given freedom.
你有可能正用自由。也有可能误用自由。
You can use freedom correctly or wrongly.
那你要看我的儿子。
But look at my son.
他做人的时候。
When he was in the flesh.
没有特权。
He had no special privileges.
他道成肉身的时候。
When he came in the flesh.
照样进入程序的里面。
He too entered into the process.
照样经历试炼。
He too was tried.
照样经历试探。
He too was tempted.
因为他做人的时候。
Because when he was in the flesh.
进入人必须的这些状态中。
He entered into the necessity of humanity.
你的存在是一个危机性的存在。
You exist in a state of crisis.
神的儿子耶稣基督到世界上的时候也是一个危机性的存在。
And the Son of God, Jesus Christ, lived in the same manner.
他凡事受试探。
He was tempted in every way.
事事他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
所以你要从上帝的儿子身上效法学习这边经过苦难学习顺从以至于达到完全
So learn from the Son of God to suffer and enter into obedience and perfection.
叫你去从被 被造的完全进到了神旨意中间，经过程序跟磨练达到了最后的完全。
And then you can enter from the original created perfection into the perfection that God wants us to go through with trials.
我相信今天这篇道理是非常重要的。
The lesson this evening is very important.
因为当你真正明白这篇道理里面的精髓的时候，
When you are able to understand the essence of this sermon,
你这一生可以免去许多的麻烦。
You can save yourself a lot of trouble in life.
你可以免去许多的怨言。
You can save yourself a lot of grumbling in life.
因为你醒过来了。
Because you would have been awakened.
原来我是这样做人。
You will realize that this is the way life should be.
上帝造人给我的这个定的旨意就是这样。
This is the way God has set His will for my life.
原来这个试验试探是一个必须。
That trials and temptations are absolute necessities.
撒旦的存在与我何妨呢？
It's all right with me.
试探的存在。
The existence of trials.
与我何害呢？
Is then not a harm to me.
分辨善恶树上的果子。
The fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
对我的试探。
Towards my temptation.
是一个必然的。
Is something quite natural.
是一个必要的。
Something quite necessary.
我就应当在这个环境中间效法上帝，限制自己，效法基督得胜试探，勇敢站立起来。
And within this environment, we want to imitate God to constrain ourselves and imitate Jesus Christ to go through trials and then stand up strongly.
今天很多基督徒
For many Christians today,
很怕
They are very timid.
试探
They are frightened of trials.
很怕
They are all very frightened.
撒旦的工作
The work of Satan.
但是又已经活在世界上
But they are already living in the world.
所以没有办法不能不活下去。
So they live because they have no choice.
一面活下去，一面摇摇喘。
As they live, they get so frightened.
一面活下去，一面怕鬼、怕试探、怕急、怕失败，怕到很消极。
As they live a passive life, afraid of everything.
我告诉你
，I tell you this.
我要把我的生命的经历
，I want to tell you the experiences of my life.
分享给你
，and share with you.
在莎士比亚的戏剧里面有一句很重要啊。The why, to be or not to be.
In the words of Shakespeare, there's an important declaration, to be or not to be.
我已经活着了。
I am already living.
你要活下去吗？
Do you want to continue living?
To be or not to be.
To be or not to be.
后来呢？
And then,
经过几百年以后。
A few hundred years later.
一个大神学家叫做 Paul Tillich 写了一本书，他叫做 Courage to Be.
A great theologian Paul Tillich wrote the book entitled Courage to Be.
生存的勇气。
The courage to live.
但是我告诉你
I tell you this,
The courage to be should derive from the new being in Jesus Christ
这个有勇气的生存必须要从主耶稣的新生命里面才能够得到
You have the life anew, renewed by God
你有一个从上帝而来重生的生命
You know how to live
然后你才知道怎么样能够活下去
Beyond and surpass the temptation of good and evil from Satan
能够超越从撒旦来的这一些种种的诱惑
Because new life is now domain over your old life
因为现在你的生命是由新生命所掌管的
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God
You need not to be afraid of the wrong environment and the evil temptations
你不用惧怕你的环境不好或者是有罪恶跟试探的来临
Because victorious possibility have been built and implanted in your life
因为你的人生里面你的生命里面就已经有得胜的盼望
Jesus is our example and our commander
主耶稣基督是我们的榜样也是我们的元帅
感谢上
Thanks be to God
感谢上
Thanks be to him
有很多的基督徒
Many Christians
主啊
Say Oh Lord
把这棵树拔掉吧
Take away this tree
主啊
Oh Lord
把这条蛇抓去吧
Take away the serpent
给我个美好的环境
Give me a very safe environment
我告诉你 我不需要这样祷告
I tell you I do not pray in this manner
我就是为这样环境被造的
Because I have been created for this very environment
我告诉你个秘密好吗
Let me show you your secret
我坐车从来没为平安祷告
I have never prayed for journey mercy
我从来没为我的健康祷告
I have never prayed for my own health
我从来没有为我发财或者有钱用祷告。
I've never prayed for prosperity or money.
这不是我的祷告。
These are not my concerns.
我的祷告是上帝的国度要发展。
My concern is that the kingdom of God be expanded.
神的工作要做得好。
That the work of God be done well.
不信的人要听福音。
The unbelievers will hear the gospel.
我们要努力传扬上帝的道。
That we will preach His word with all fervency.
我们要过圣洁的生活。
That we will live holy lives.
所以我的祷告。
So my prayers.
就可以节省很多时间了。
With very time saving,
可以减少很多不必要的祷告了。
And reduce many unnecessary prayers.
这是我，你不要学我哈。
But don't imitate me.
但我一定不学你的。
But I will not imitate you.
因为圣经说，我就被造在这个世界中间。
The Bible tells me that this is the way I'm created.
我不是逃避。
I will not escape.
我是勇敢面对。
But I will say, face it boldly.
Courage to be.
有这个生存的勇气。
The courage to exist.
有这个存在的勇气。
The courage to face the crucial environment.
有这个面对这么苛刻的环境的勇气。
The courage to overcome and to reject the temptations.
有这个得胜跟抗拒这个试探的勇气。
我第一次到香港去的时候。
The first time I went to Hong Kong.
一下子名震四海。
Suddenly, I became very famous.
轰动全香港。
All of Hong Kong know of me.
他们说呢，十多年来所有的布道会都办不成，这一个还不到三十岁的人来，马上轰动港九所有的教会。
They said that for many years we have not had a big scale gospel rally, and now this evangelist that's less than 30 years old is here.
人家开布道会两天就完了，第三天讲到人家就开始讨厌了。
People have gospel rally that lasts at most 3 days.
我一连26天，65次讲道。
I had 26 days of gospel rally with 65 sermons.
人数越来越多，越来越多。
And more people came.
我香港讲，讲完了到九龙。
I preach in Hong Kong and then to Kowloon.
在船上看见一大堆人，就是刚才听我讲，再跑到九龙再听的。
But on the ferry, I met the same people who moved with me.
我起先呢，看见他们这么追求，很感动。后来看去，每天看见这些壁纸，很讨厌。
But in the beginning, I thought that I was very moved, but later, they are all same phases.
因为他再讲到那边听，我就不可以讲同样一篇道理了。
Because if they were moved together with me, I cannot repeat the sermon.
所以那个时候我才29岁半。
At that time, I was 29 and 6 months old.
26天讲完我65篇道理。
For 26 days, I preached 65 sermons.
连预备讲章的时间都来不及。
There wasn't even enough time to prepare well.
但是讲就到处听到。
But many, many people came.
最后的聚会的第四层楼上面都坐满了人。
On the last day, people filled up the fourth story.
陈泽信老弟兄脚痛，走路走到四层楼上面去听到。
There was brother 陈泽信 who was a problem walking, but he went to the fourth floor.
那个20几天呢？许多香港最出名的大牧师都来参加我的。
And many important pastors came and attend.
他们听说上帝兴起一个20-30岁的人传道的，我们去看看他讲什么。
They said that we heard that God has raised a young new evangelist. We want to go and see what's happening.
后来有一天
，And then one day，
有一个差不多60-70岁的老牧师到我的旅馆来找我。
A pastor who is in his 70s came to look for me.
唐弟兄，我要请教你。
He said, Brother Tong, I want to ask you something.
我吓死了，还没有到30岁，60-70岁来请教我。
I was astonished because he was so elderly.
我就说不敢。
I said, No, I dare not.
他说我要问你一些事情。
He said, I want to ask you some questions.
特别是教导孩子的事情。
Especially in matter about teaching the children.
我更不敢，因为我连太太都没有。
At that time, I was not even married.
还会告诉他怎么教导孩子。
So how could I teach him about children?
他说：“我说我还没有结婚呢。”
I said, I'm not married.
他说：“不要紧，我看看你的原则是什么。”
He said, doesn't matter. I want to see what your principles are.
一谈到原则，我就敢讲，因为圣经很多原则嘛。
And it's okay because biblical principles.
他说：“现今的时代很坏。”
He said, we are in difficult era.
现今的孩子很可怜。
The children are all quite living pathetic lives.
香港的社会很黑暗。
Now, Hong Kong society is decadent.
现今的世代试探很可怕。
Lots of temptations in the world today.
我一直点头点头点头。
I kept nodding my head.
那么最好怎么样呢？
In the end,
怎么教导孩子呢？
How do you teach children?
最好不结婚不生孩子。
He said, well, the best thing is not to get married and have children.
就不让孩子受危险了，对不对？
Then they will not be tempted.
我告诉你，那是1970年的。
That was 1970.
如果70年教导孩子那么危险，那2006，26倍危险了。
So the situation here must be much worse than back then.
所以他说的，我的孩子。
So he said, my children.
我的孙子。
My grandchildren.
变成我年老的时候很大的负担。
becomes great burden for me in my old age.
天天挂心他们受试探的问题。
Every day I'm worried that they will be tempted.
所以我要问你，你怎么处理这个问题？
So I will ask you, how do you deal with such things?
我说我不知道，我要请老先生告诉我你怎么处理这个问题。
I said, I don't know. Would you please tell me?
后来他就讲，
And then he said,
我把电视机控制得很好。
He said, I will control the use of my television.
我看节目知道某天晚上有不好的节目要出来了。
When I look at the timetable, I know which night has bad programs.
我就暗暗地把后面的真空管把它拿掉。
And so I removed the vacuum tube inside the
television. 所以孩子一开的时候，那一天就没有节目出来。
And the television will not function on that day.
用这个办法使他脱离试探。
I use this method that they may escape temptation.
但这个很忙的，每天要把真空拿来拿去。那个时候不是半导体的哈。
It is quite troublesome to keep removing the vacuum tube.
还是真空管的。
At that time, television had vacuum tubes.
所以他忙来忙去，而且电视机后面的电压是很高的。
The power, electrical power is very strong.
除非他是电气机工，否则很危险的。
It would be dangerous for him, actually.
他怕孩子受试探灵性时。 他触电身体会死的。
He could be electrocuted.
但是他就是这样做。
But that was his method.
但是这样还不够。
He said, not enough.
每天一早报纸到家里来。
Every morning when I look at the newspaper,
我就先看。
I will read it through.
看了第一面、第八面、第九面、第十二面有脏的东西。
Page 1, page 8, page 9, page 12 is things that are not too nice.
剪刀把它剪成一个洞。
So I will use a pair of scissors and cut it out.
剩下好消息。
Only good news are left.
剩下比较好的事情。
And good things.
不会妨碍小孩子思想心理败坏的。
It will not influence the children wrongly.
那我就交给孩子去看。
Then I will give the newspaper to the kid.
我这样叫法， 你感到如何？
What do you think of this method?
我本来不要讲话的。
Actually, I didn't want to say anything.
我很有兴趣，就抱着一个洞一个洞，什么意思呢？
But I was curious because the newspaper will have a lot of holes.
我说， your newspaper, after you cut it holes, become the holy paper in many holes. 你的报纸变成很圣洁的报纸，一个很多洞的叫做 holy paper. 那我说这个好不好啊？我感到不好。
But I think it's not a good method.
他说为什么你感到不好？
So he asked, why do you say it's not a good method?
年轻人对老人家讲话要有礼貌，而且要懂分寸的，对不对？
Young people need to speak with courteously.
我说我感到不好。
I say it's not good.
因为你的孩子。
Because your children,
看到每天报纸一个洞一个洞，
when they look at the many holes in the newspaper,
一定想洞里面有什么东西。
The first thing they will try to figure out is what is in the hole.
有什么东西变成一个洞？
Why did this suddenly become a hole?
所以呢，他一定到隔壁专看洞里面的东西。
So they will go next door and try to find out.
如果隔壁看不到，
if they cannot find it next door,
他到卖报摊那里专看那些有洞的地方。
They will go to the news vendor to find it.
然后他印象就更
And then they will be even more impressed.
原来我的爸爸可以看，我不可以看的，就是这个。
This is what my father can see, but not me.
原来我祖父看掉，把它切掉的，就是这个。
This is what my grandfather forbid me to see.
你就无形中帮助你的儿孙专看脏的东西。
So in this manner, you're encouraging them to look for things that are undesirable.
他说，你这么想吗？
The old person said, is this what you think?
或者可能我想错，但是我是怎么想。
I say, maybe I'm wrong, but this is how I think.
也有道理。
The old person said, well, sounds right too.
像谈了两个钟头。
We spoke for 2 hours.
后来我发现了。
And I discovered.
有一些基督徒。
Some Christians.
很属灵。
They may be spiritual.
很怕试探。
They are afraid of temptation.
所以他们就盼望在地上建立一个伊甸园。
So they want to build a garden of Eden on earth.
比上帝所造的伊甸园更好。
Better than the Garden of Eden of God.
上帝的伊甸园是有分别善恶果树的。
Because in the garden that God has, there is a tree of knowledge of good and evil.
他们造的伊甸园是把那棵树拔掉的。
But the tree that we will, the garden we will have, we take away the tree.
上帝造的伊甸园是蛇可以跑进去的。
The Garden of Eden that God has made, the serpent could sneak in.
他们造的伊甸园是篱笆特别坚固的。
But Christians like to build gardens with high walls.
连蚯蚓都爬不进去的。
Even the earthworm cannot get through.
那他们把他孩子放在那边。
And then they will put their children in this garden.
天天看见的都是好事情。
Everywhere they turn, everything is great.
天天看见只有天使没有魔鬼。
Every day they only see the angels and not the devil.
这些孩子。
But these children,
不单活在伊甸园,
not only would they live in the Garden of Eden,
他也活在香港的社会中间,
they They also had to live in a society in Hong Kong.
不但活在美丽的环境中间,
not only do they live in a beautiful environment,
他每天的几个钟头学校里面接触不幸的老师, 不然那些败坏的同学。
Every day, a few hours, they have to meet unbelieving teachers and classmates.
是很多牧师的孩子,
so many children of pastors
后来变成最坏的青年,
often become the most decadent young people.
很多基督徒长老这世的孩子,
many children of Christian elders and deacons
变成最放纵的少年,
often become children that are most rebellious.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我们比上帝更聪明,
because we think we are more intelligent than God.
越过上帝的教训,
and we transcend the teaching of the Word of God.
制造一个没有分别果树、没有蛇的伊甸园。
We have created a garden of Eden without the tree of the knowledge of good and evil or serpent.
你们知道世界上有个女子,
there is a woman in the world
曾经在几天里面跟200多个男人发生性关系, 破世界纪录,
who broke world record by having sexual relationship with more than 200 men within a few days.
你们听过这个吗?
Have you heard of this matter?
这个人是 made in Singapore.
This person is made in Singapore.
新加坡一个长老的女儿,
a daughter of an elder in Singapore,
从小被约束,
has been constrained all her life,
很乖,
live an obedient life,
很圣洁,
live a holy life.
但是呢, 她心里的深处很想知道为什么外邦人有那样的自由。
But in her heart, she wants to know why the pagans have such freedom.
当她到美国去的时候,
when she went to America,
也有机会,
once she had the chance,
看到可爱的分别善恶果,
she saw this tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
看到蛇的诱惑,
saw the temptation of serpent,
就脱衣服跟男人上床几天搞了200多个男人。
And then she went into this sexual act to break the world record.
这不是圣经的办法。
This is not the method of the Bible.
上帝说,
God said,
你是人,
you are a human being,
你有自由,
you have freedom.
但我告诉你,
but I tell you this,
有自由的限制,
there is a constraint to your freedom.
要有试探的经验,
you must have the experience of trials.
要有被磨练的次序,
you must have an order where you will be trained.
被造的完全,
to entered into a
perfection.
From a created perfection, enter into a perfection that comes after trials. Those who have never been tempted,
你不要骄傲,
do not be proud.
可能你若不进风,
perhaps you will be very weak in
that.
Those who have been tried,
你不要灰心,
do not be discouraged.
回头是岸,
you need to turn around. May the love of God fill us all. Let us pray.